Are we on the air?
Man, I swear to fucking God, man, I'm feeling like Kanye West up in this bitch today. Welcome to the Low Man's Asylum Show. This is the Through the Wire motherfucking episode. You know, it's your humble host, Low Man. I sound like I got beat up and shit. Trust me, I didn't get beat up. Fuck all that. Recently, about some days ago, I got my wisdom tooth taken out. And the healing process is a motherfucker. Yes, people, I didn't get one wisdom tooth taken out or two wisdom teeth taken out. All four of those motherfuckers came out. And I was talking to everybody about it because, like, everyone was like, yo, how you gonna do this? How you gonna put out an episode? And some people gave me some suggestions. Some people were like, you should have Nick come through, Boogeyman come through, like someone just come through and make a whole episode and that's it. But this is Mr. No Days Off himself, okay? Even with my fucking mouth bleeding, shit stuffed in there, like I can't even fucking move my jaw and shit, we still putting out an episode. Why? Because God gave me the graces to do so. We can still do it if God gives you the power, man. This shit hurts, but hey, we haven't missed a Tuesday this long, so what the fuck are we gonna miss this Tuesday for? Really hope everyone was good this week. The wisdom tooth surgery was fucking wild. These niggas told me that they were gonna put me down. Like, they were gonna put me under, and, like, that's the first time ever that, like, I was gonna go under. A lot of people was like, oh, they make you count down to 10 and all that stuff, but, like, I really didn't believe it, but whatever. We get to the day. I had to be there early. As soon as I got there early, they told me I couldn't eat, like, the day prior to, like, since midnight. And so I couldn't eat. Fucking sometimes I wake up, like, you know, late night, and I'm just a fucking snacker and couldn't even do that. So get there hungry as fuck, morning, and they're like, yo, we're gonna get you back there, we're gonna sit you down, everything's gonna get situated. I was like, all right, bet. But they make me sign, you know, a couple of papers making sure they, like, you know, you don't have any allergic things, because but they're gonna be poking you back there, so they don't want you to be convulsing and fucking dying at the same time that they're taking out your wisdom teeth. So at this time, to take me back, and it was dope because, like, the lady that was talking to me was like explaining it nice, and I was asking her, like, yo, how long is it gonna take? She's like, 45 to an hour. I was like, okay. I was like, how long is the healing process? She's like, give it like 7 to 10 days. I was like, all right, for sure. What kind of food should I eat? Like, she was just going off, like, everything, like Jell-O, protein shakes, things like that. I was like, all right. She's like, no working out. I was like, yeah, I. And she looked at me again. She's like, no, like, I'm serious. There's no working out. I was like, okay, so for how long? She's like, for 10 to 12 days. And I told her, if I'm healing in 7 to 10, why is it 10 to 12 on, like, working out? What the fuck? I'm like, that should be a lot quicker. She didn't want to hear it. So we just let it go there. They put the little tab in me. They put this, like, finger monitor on me to, like, monitor my heartbeat. And at this moment, like, I was like, yo, shit's getting real. And when the lady's like, all right, we're going to monitor it. And then they, like, give you the sodium chloride, or, like, the thing that goes into your, like, vein on your arm. When she stabs me in the arm, like, yo, I don't like shots, y'all. And, like, when she stabs me in the arm, the thing on my finger picks up that my heart rate is going up. She's like, oh, my God, like, your heart rate went up a lot right there. I was like, yeah, you fucking, it's a big-ass needle. And when it calmed down after a while, she's like, that's not any of the you know, of the stuff that's going to put you under. Like, that's what the doctor is going to give you. 5 minutes later, the doctor walked in. This cool, young-looking dude. And he explained, like, he's like, all right, man, do you have any questions? Like, he's like, I'm going to sign you up to get these medications at da-da-da-da. I was like, all right. And I just asked him again. I was like, how long? And he said the same thing. Like, he's like, 45 to an hour. He administers the shit that's going to put you under. Then he tells me, he's like, it's going to take 5 to 10 minutes to kick in. So just start breathing in and out, and you should fall asleep by that time. I get fucking anxiety because I'm like, what the fuck is it going to take 5 to 10 minutes? And if these niggas want to start experimenting or operating on me before that, like, 5 to 10 minutes, and if I'm not under, they're like, oh, no, he's good. We can go. And fuck all that, man. I ain't trying to be up. So I take 2 deep breaths in. I kid you not. Like, in through, out through the mouth. In through, out through the mouth. And that is literally all I remember. I remember them taking out the needle out of my hand right after, and them trying to, like, rush me out the motherfucking seat. They're like, all right, you know, all right, Mr. Lomain, you did amazing. You can come with us now, you know, but you can walk out to the front. And I was like, oh, okay. Knowing damn well what the fuck they did to me. Like, I just listened to them. I walked out. I walked into the car. I got inside the car. When I got inside the car, everything fucking set in. Like, at that moment, I was like, oh, shit, there's something in my mouth. Oh, what the fuck? I'm drugged up. But damn, those drugs were good. Those were, like, the very first things out of my mouth. I was like, well, what the fuck was that, bro? That shit was great. That was a fun time. I had a fun time at the wisdom teeth removal. This healing process, though, is a bitch. It hurts, y'all. It takes time. You can't eat shit. You're lightheaded for no fucking reason because you have no energy. You're tired of fucking eating Jell-O and shit because, like, that shit gets old. I can't smoke like I used to because that irritates the back of the, what do you call it, of the cuts and everything. And it's all 4 of them. So, like, I can't do shit. But ladies and gentlemen, I just still want you to know that I'm alive. And I still wanted to do this for you while I'm still in pain. Follow the social medias. This is Through the Wire episode. Follow the social medias. Fresh Prince of the _ West on Instagram. Lomain1990 on Snapchat. Fuck with you. Fuck with me back. Allow me this parting gift while I still can't drink. Drink your water. Tip your bartender. Peace.